WPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet voting today on whether to support a 60-day ceasefire in Lebanon. ABC's James Longman explaining what the role of the U.S. would be if it passes.
The U.S. will provide oversight on Hezbollah's exit from southern Lebanon. I mean, that sounds great, but what will that mean? It says the U.S. and Israel have signed a side agreement. In it, the U.S. pledges to back Israel's right to strike in Lebanon against critical or immediate threats from Hezbollah. The danger there is it normalizes Israeli operations in Lebanon. It gives Israel kind of an open-ended ability to continue striking across the country and in Beirut.
President Biden proposing that obese Americans be able to pay for drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy through Medicare and Medicaid. As of now, those government programs don't cover obesity drugs. Mexico's president is suggesting that her country could slap tariffs on U.S. goods if President-elect Donald Trump goes through with his proposal to hit Mexico and Canada with 25% tariffs once he takes office. He wants a 35% tariff for China. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State officials say courts have judge and attorney shortages. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address. Ziegler said some counties have actually increased their backlog. The felony backlog currently stands at about 12,000 cases, which is a slight increase from where the courts were this time last year. Ziegler said a pool of reserve judges is helping address the backlog, but a shortage of attorneys contributes to that problem, particularly in rural counties. A 2021 state bar report found 7 counties with no attorneys. Ziegler said access to justice is seriously compromised when members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney cannot obtain one.
Hilldale Shopping Center is in the middle of a huge expansion. It's in that space where the old movie theater used to be. They're adding a Sephora, a Warby Parker, a Sweetgreen, and a store called Jackson Gray from Minneapolis. Warby Parker opens first. That's this Saturday. They make prescription glasses and frames. They'll be closing their State Street location to move over to Hilldale. The other 3 will open their doors sometime next year. We've got our first taste of cold weather on the way. Lows make it down to 13 degrees later this week. If you haven't tested your heating system or had it checked out, now is the time. Here's Brittany Merlot.
And with colder weather right around the corner, be sure that your furnace is ready to keep you safe and warm. Oil and gas furnaces should be inspected every year. Be sure to change your furnace filters regularly and install carbon monoxide detectors. Remember that carbon monoxide can't be seen and you can't smell it. Making sure that everything's functioning properly can save your life.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second year in a row, the Green Bay Packers are playing on Thanksgiving. Last year, they beat the Lions in Detroit 29-22. The game got some of the highest ratings ever. This year, the Packers are at home Thursday night against the Dolphins, kickoff at 7:20. Matt LaFleur asked if there was time to review the tape of their win over the 49ers Sunday night.
I'm sure Miami's going to look at that tape, so you better know what you did and the areas where you may be susceptible to getting exposed and make those corrections and move on.
The Badgers host Minnesota this Friday, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell asked if safety Hunter Waller will be back after missing the last game with an injury. Waller leads the team in tackling.
No, we don't know. Those are things that we're going to have to play out through the week. There's a lot of guys that are kind of in a similar situation that, you know, as you get to the end of the year, you know, it's a grueling season. The Big Ten is not the easiest road in the world.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 36, tonight down to 25. Tomorrow, some light snow showers, 38. Then on Thanksgiving Day, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
Focus on solving their problems, on inflation, on the cost of groceries and rent, on a secure border with a humane immigration policy. That's why they elected President Trump. I don't think they want the Donald Trump to go politicize the judiciary or Justice Department, even if he believes that it was politicized against him, which I reject. But I think people really want us, the country, to move on. And I think that those questions need to be asked. Who is she going to target?
All of us. Hey, when was Portland sexy liberal? I remember we were about 40 years younger.
11 billion years ago.
And 40 years happier. And Rachel Bitticoffer was there, and you were there, and you were there. Hi, Rachel Bitticoffer. Remember how happy we were?
Yeah, dude, I will never be that free and easy again, I don't think.
You said it best. You said, I wish I had a time machine to go back to 1787 so I could tell Madison and Jefferson their constitutional republic committed suicide in 2024 for want of a no criminals clause. Mm-hmm. Stuff we never thought we'd have to to say. Don't put a crook in the White House.
I know. They didn't put it in there explicitly because they figured that a population could never be that stupid, right?
Right.
This is like a younger, more hopeful you. You said, I can't believe I ever thought Donald Trump would be held accountable for his crimes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I am so naive, and I always thought I was not.
I know. You know, Glenn Kirshner was on just a little while ago, Rachel, and we were saying, even though it's expected, we knew it was going to happen, it still is just stunning. You know, that the stuff we've been taught ever since, you know, that you're talking about, that we're, you know, no one's above the law in America. Just, you know, not anymore, right?
Not anymore. Certainly not the guy that's about to create an autocracy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we talked. Oh, you still have that great laugh.
I do have that. I'll always have
whistling
that.
Past always the have, graveyard.
And always have my sexy liberal, so I'm
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, I mean, so we talked about this little bit off air, and I think part of your frustration is, you know, you've been so right about so much stuff, and you've been screaming about strategy and what to do. And talk a little bit about that feeling of what we should have done, what we didn't do.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I mean, I think this audience, you understand what we're coming up against, okay?
Yeah.
There was never going to be like a reset or another chance, right? So 4 years ago, I was like, hey, we're going to have one chance to stop this man in 2024, and we are not going to be able to do it with positive ads. And so I devoted my whole life. I mean, the first thing I did was I tried to create a super PAC, which you should never do unless you're wealthy, okay? Because right. You can't fund it, right? But I met with donors who went on to Future Forward. And what I told them is like, look, what we're spending right now a third of every budget on testing, and that testing is flawed because you can throw one set of ads into one testing software and get one score, and you can throw it into a different testing software and get a different score, okay? And that's bad because that means the measuring is the difference, not the product that you're trying to measure, okay? And so we should abandon all the testing because it's a waste of money and it takes us down the wrong path, and we should just be pounding and napalming Trump and the Republican brand day after day, ad after ad, 90% pound, okay?
Yeah.
And what did they go do is they've spent $1 billion on positive ads, dude. Like, I feel like I'm a groundhog day.
Yeah. We always talk about this, the need to be alpha liberals and to fight differently or better. I mean, the fact is, hope and joy ran this time and got beaten by hate and fear, you know?
It did. Hate did win. Hate wins, guys. Like, oh, my. And so, like, I'm stuck in groundhog day now because everyone's like, well, what should we do in the future? And number one, I am not bullish on a future, okay? That's why I devoted my life to this election and needed them to listen to me this time. And instead, you know, it's not like these people don't know about my work, right? So like they did the exact opposite.
Listen to me, lady. We're in that chick flick together and you're like, go ahead without me, I'll never make it, and I will drag your ass with me. Like, no, get up. We are not giving up. Gab.
No doubt. I need it right now, man.
I mean, we all do. We all, like, you know, I've been on the phone with our friend Bob Seska. I've been, you know, with Jody, with other, you know, JoJo from Jurors, other people we love, just, you know, because we all need to lift each other up now because we're all like this, going through, you know, like menopause and puberty again, all over again.
We all know that we did our own part, right? We did our part. Okay, it wasn't good enough. It didn't end up working.
Yeah.
But like many of us devoted a lot of time and effort, and that didn't get washed away
by the
result.
Rachel, we've been talking about this over this past week. I'm so happy you're here today because we were saying they ran, $150 million against trans people ads.
Yes.
I mean, and I think what my frustration was right out of the box is, oh, my God, we lost against all lies. It'd be different if we lost, if they really were doing trans surgery on your kid in school without your permission, or they really were, Haitians really were eating your pets.
Right.
But we lost on a solid wall of lies that were, because of their right-wing ecosystem and Fox News and the mainstream media, they were just, because, again, Kamala Harris, we didn't run on trans people. They brought up the trans issue.
No, that's
right?
Exactly right. And it was always going to be that way. So, like, months ahead, when I started trying to pitch candidates, some long shot candidates tried some stuff, okay? I'm talking about swing race candidates, the marquee races with big money investment. And I said, look, so this is what's going to happen to you. Come September, they're going to be pounding you on two things. Trans people, you know, hey, Mike, you know, Mike wants to turn your boy into a girl. And the migrant crisis, guys, and we can talk about the border. Because like that 4-year period of the Biden administration, it created a giant.
But no, I was saying, to your point, their obstructionism worked this time. They're the ones that obstructed the border bill, but somehow that didn't get through in this disinformation ecosystem.
Many of that stuff, and they know it, right? I mean, look at Trump. Right. Like, I keep posting this picture of Trump on the stump, and the banner behind him is his face, and just Trump will fix it. Okay, that's the electorate, guys. That's who you're talking to. And people are attracted to populism and to simplicity, and especially when they're afraid, especially when they've been pounded with to be afraid, right? So that's what the point of all that migrant and trans advertising was to make people afraid. And then you dangle a solution, a simple, safe, solid, single solution, right? And it's just, it sucks, because it'd be one thing like if we were talking about this and we never saw any of this coming, okay? But if we spent 4 years of your life knowing it was coming and telling people and then having a guide they could use to prevent it, it could be a little painful.
And I mean, the fact, just let's start there. Let's forget all his crimes. That he had the worst, most disastrous presidency ever. and was able to get reelected because, you know, our information system seems to just memory hole all that crap. You know,
and I've been using data to make my points, right? So I've been showing people, no, you know, we listen, the messaging of a campaign is not set by what they say on the stump or even in the debate. Okay, which some people actually do watch. No one watches the rest of the stuff, the conventions or any of it. The message of the campaign is what they put the paid advertising behind. Okay.
Yeah.
And we have the data, so we can see, right? Trump and is all centralized on immigration and trans. Almost everything is that. Almost none of it was positive. Almost none of it. Like 90% was negative.
Yeah.
And then on our side, it's this and that and this and that. And so, yes, she talked about democracy a little bit. Yes, she talked about abortion a little bit. But they did not create a wedge centralized campaign the way that they did to us to make us to hang those issues on us. And here's the thing, Steph, by not I've seen testing.
Yes.
Testing again, yeah. Where they made decisions on that said voters don't care about Trump. Don't talk about Trump. Talk about positive things. Okay?
Right.
And here's a stat that's going to kill you. From the same polling that I've been putting out all week, 60% of swing voters said they had fond memories of the Trump years.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's the way we all, like, you know, push our traumas down. COVID, all of it, right?
We let that happen.
But, you know, I keep saying, like, we don't have to lie and cheat like they do,
right.
But we do have to learn how to fight differently or better, because I was saying, how could lies be any worse than the truth about Donald Trump and all of it, you know? But, like, I think Jen Rubin the other day had a great point about Democrats, to your point, need to do more negative ads. Republicans are killing your children, you know?
Yes.
And then explain why, you know, and that's not actually lies. It's based on gun violence, on whatever, you know, the issue, right?
Yeah, look what they did with Lake and Riley. I mean, they lay the death of this one young girl in Athens, Georgia, where I did my PhD, who was jogging and murdered by an illegal immigrant, okay? They lay her death explicitly on Joe Biden and then Kamala when she became the nominee. They say it all the time in all their ads and all of their social media messaging that Joe Biden killed Lake and Riley, okay? We've never done that with the 40 first graders between Uvalde and Newtown. We've never laid that death on them. And that's because, well, that would mean we'd have to exploit these deaths.
Right.
Oh, God forbid.
Right.
God forbid we do something that's a little mean so that we can protect people.
Yeah.
Because the people who have to collect the check.
Yeah. I love, right? Michelle Obama, but I wish she never said that thing about, like, we go high. Because Democrats were already prone to do that.
I can't believe that the donors behind that super PAC, I mean, I went to them, I'm like, don't spend any money on positive. Spend it all on negative. And what they do is, like, in 2020, yeah, is like 60-40, okay? And now in 24, it's 90-10 positive. Like, I might as well just not exist.
You are not a Who in Whoville. You exist.
Yes.
But, you know, to your point about, because I'm sure people would go, but Obama won on hope and on, you know, and but you made an interesting point. You were responding to someone. You said 2008 was all about backlash to the Great Recession. Really, the Democratic Party has a long history of only being able to win elections when the fundamentals favor them, because we pretend the electorate is informed and engaged. And
yes,
you were just saying basically anyone could have won in 2008. Someone said, oh, we almost wasted Obama in 2008.
Yeah, we almost did, right? We should have done Clinton then and Obama the next 8 years, right? Well, what can you do, right? We can't go back in time, and now we're in this new apocalyptic reality that we have to have clear vision. And so I tell people, number one, I say, listen, the fact that they use trans and immigrants this time doesn't mean we have to throw the community under the bus, guys. What I'm saying, is you have to have, there's always something to exploit. So next time it might be something else.
Yeah.
One time it was CRT in Virginia. My point is they're going to find something that's embarrassing for us, and they're going to exploit it. And we must be doing the same. Must be.
Chris and I remember as gay people, 2004, gays, you know, trans are the new gays.
Exactly.
Remember the grooms on the, you know, the what do you call it, wedding cake that they ran against John Kerry. That was the only ad they ran.
And there was some of that in 2008 with Proposition 8.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just they find it, you know, trans are the new way to fearmonger and divide, and it's disgusting.
And those gay marriage bans passed, 11 of them on the ballot in 2004. All 11 of them passed, and I remember this clearly because Oregon was one of them, guys. Oregon.
Right.
And I remember sitting there thinking, God, really? Even here, we're that bigoted that we don't want gay people to have equal rights?
But we
think about how much public opinion has changed.
Thank you. And then we've won on that issue.
Right?
And we'll win again. Listen to me, Missy. Yeah. Listen to me. I was very disappointed in you. You were very, you're very sad on Twitter, and I need you to buck up because we're going to need you in this fight. Because, you know, the whole poem, when they came for whatever, I said nothing. Well, read the rest of the poem so you don't need to when they come for anybody. Because somebody said, I think most people are going to get very tired and decide to submit. And you said the vast majority of people will avert their eyes and modify their behavior to assimilate, just like they did in Germany. The price not to becomes very, very high. You also said, I'm guessing the resistance will be fairly small once the consequences of the resistance become imprisonment. Well, that, I say, Rachel Bitticoffer, I am going to fight. We are not going to submit. I mean, I think you're absolutely. This is why Joe and Mika, Morning Joe's ratings plummeted like I have never seen. This was just Monday last week. By Friday, because people are not ready to submit. They're not ready to kiss Donald Trump's ring. And so,
did they end up coming full circle on that?
No,
last I checked, they were
no. Their ratings went. I mean, seriously, have just plummeted. They lost 40% of their audience since saying they went to kiss Trump's ring. Right?
Now, listen, that's tough for me because I consider both of them kind of tangential friends of mine. I go on that show. Give a hoot
Thank
about
you.
I'm not an instant person that boycotts everything.
Yeah, no, I'm not a boycott person either. I'm not either. I don't ever call for.
Because some people boycott everything, right?
No. In fact, I tweeted this weekend to please support all the great talent at MSNBC that does not bend the knee and kiss the ring.
Yeah, exactly. And Nicole Wallace.
She's my favorite.
Program has been my star.
Oh, I never miss Nicole.
So what to say about Joe and Mika except for this, like. You know, it's hard for me to believe it's not motivated by self-interest.
Of course.
Making sure that
we're all scared. We're all scared. But,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Elias said it. It's what you do when you're scared. So, please, we're really super long, but we have you another segment. You sit, stay, wait.
Okay, and I will not say a cuss word the whole next time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, because the FCC also not Steph-friendly now. 21 minutes out.
I will do Mr. Rogers all the way through.
All right, thank you. 21 minutes. There's not a in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by this right here.
Morning Kick.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go with my own advice and not Bobby Jr. brainworm raw milk.
Okay, thank you.
Heroin, dead bear cub guy. I know what's good for me because I can feel it. I can feel my energy is so much better. I'd be able to go faster on my bike. I'm longer when I'm hiking. I can lift even more than girl weights. Not all of the weights out there are pink, so take that.
A lot of them are.
Muscle head. Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support your gut health, boost your energy, help you feel more youthful. Strawberry lemonade flavor. Yum. It's delicious. I love it. It tastes great. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, do it with Mama. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not
in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction. There's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone company to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. And those nonprofits need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that is CredoMobile.com. The code is STEPH25.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and
if
all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Cheerio. Hi. We have Rachel Bitticoffer, who is in a very grumpy mood. You tweeted, guys, the Dreamers are in a federal database. They are Wow, you are gloomy today, but you are correct.
Listen, I'm telling people, if you like your reality straight with no chaser, I'm your person. Okay?
Yeah.
If you want to be fluffed up and told everything's going to be okay,
then
I'm not the person to follow because I deal in reality.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is the America we live in. You were right. We should have gone more negative. I mean, we were saying off air, we thought, like, isn't it obvious the negative about Donald Trump? He's literally the worst human in the world that had the worst administration in history. But it's just, I guess you're right. I keep coming back to Rachel. It's disinformation because we didn't lose on actual issues. The most of the America, as you know, evidenced right by a lot of the ballot measures, most Americans agree with us on most of the issues, right?
So that's
and
what's
most, I mean, listen, like, let's talk about the Trump voter, okay? I don't know what the number was, 73 million or 68 or whatever the heck.
Yeah.
The number of people that voted for him. Of that 68, 40 million of them are MAGA believers. And these people are insane. Like, yeah. That's why we're in trouble, okay?
Yeah.
Because they believe Fauci should be in jail, Jack Smith should be in jail, Trump was completely innocent. We're people who mutilate children and should be in jail. That you know,
yeah.
But the other half of that, Stephanie, are the low information people.
Yep.
And
yeah.
They were voting for cheap gas and because they heard Donald Trump was a successful businessman. That's all they know about Donald Trump because they don't read or watch any news. And our job was to tell them about Donald Trump. Yep. And
you stay in the fight with me, lady. You stay in the fight with me. I love you. Rachel Bitticoffer.
Thank
follow
you.
Me. Worship
thank
her.
You.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have an update on the Madison coyotes. First, the UW Canid Project has been trying to trap that one that seems to be sick. It's been spotted around Odana Hills Golf Course. They want to take it to the Wildlife Center to get it some help. They've had live traps out for about a week, but the coyote hasn't entered them. However, nobody has reported sightings of that one in about a week either. Meanwhile, another was spotted on a playground. It happened on Friday. The coyote was wandering around the Franklin Elementary School playground. That's on the west side, but on the opposite side of the UW Arboretum of all the other sightings that were more in the Nakoma neighborhood. All kids were inside at the time. Staff called police dispatch, but eventually the coyote just left on its own. Overall, volunteers from the Canid Project say they're getting fewer reported sightings, but still higher than average. If you see a healthy coyote, you're encouraged to haze it. Wave your arms, be loud. They do not want coyotes feeling comfortable around people in broad daylight. And the NFL and the NBA are warning their players, make sure your house is secure. And now the list of victims includes somebody on the Bucks roster. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The burglary of a Bucks star's home could be connected to other break-ins at other athletes' estates. A string of home burglaries targeting professional athletes has caught the attention of investigators who are now exploring potential connections between the incidents. The latest victim, Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis, had his River Hills home burglarized earlier this month, with authorities noting similarities to break-ins at the residences of NFL stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The investigation also includes a September burglary at Minnesota Timberwolves player Mike Conley's home. It suggested that there's a possible trend in high-profile athlete home invasions.
The NBA memo says the FBI believes these may be burglary tourists, people who come into the country on legal visas for 90 days, commit some thefts, and go home. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine finally breaks through, alongside a feisty west wind slapping a wind chill on top of cold temperatures. Highs today struggle to get above the freezing mark, and tomorrow hit the upper 30s. All ahead of cold air sliding in for Friday and the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers stops by for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we'll find out what's grinding his gears. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
question. It's
see as the most government waste?
It's all over. Every single government department, program, grant programs, contracts, it is everywhere. And so when we look into a deep dive into this massive problem that's caused America to be $36 trillion in debt, we're going to have to go into all kinds of buckets. And that's how I'll be separating things on the Oversight Subcommittee on DOGE. We'll be looking at everything from government-funded media programs like NPR that spread nothing but Democrat propaganda. No. We'll be going into grant programs that fund things like sex apps in Malaysia, toilets in Africa, all kinds of programs that don't help the American people. I want to talk to the people at the Pentagon and ask them why they can't find billions of dollars every single year and why they fail their audit.
Wow, you know who's going to blow up the deficit? Donald Trump with the tax cuts for the rich again. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene, by the way. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. So, NPR will also be. Okay, so it'll only be state TV. They're going to try to make sure that MSNBC can't be sold. And so, yeah, it's just state TV. And we will always have always been at war with East Asia. Okay. AOC mocked the hilarious news that Marjorie Taylor Greene was appointed to chair this. It's the government of. Department of Government Efficiency, run by two different people that have no experience in government, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's gotten nothing done in government ever.
It's so efficient to have another branch of government hired.
She's boinked a CrossFit coach or two.
AOC says she barely shows up. She doesn't do the reading. To borrow a phrase I saw elsewhere, it's like giving someone an unplugged controller. I'm actually dying at these two now getting assigned to the privilege of working with MTG. This is hilarious, actually. Enjoy, fellas. Very prestigious post you have there. Wow, that's quite the treat to get to work with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, and a totally unrelated story. Lauren Boebert is asking her fans to pay $250 for personal advice and pep talks on Cameo. Now, do you pay more for advice on a Handy J or a BJ? Which one is more?
Or vaping.
Are they the same price?
Or vaping. She teaches you how to vape.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz also recently joined Cameo, if you'd like. Some advice from Rapey McForehead. Okay.
I think there are laws against sitting congressmen.
Laws! Oh,
I think there are laws against sitting members of Congress. Doing Cameo.
Once again, I throw my head back in a raucous party laugh.
And so she, Boebert is being investigated.
Okay, and fantastic. Great. Okay. Hey, Rachel Bitter-Crawford retweeted Denise, who said, Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary is a gay Yale elite Wall Street billionaire with Soros connections. Exactly the kind of person the MAGA dupes howled would be running the country under Harris. Dumbest cult in human history. Yes, it is. Thank you. By the way, the people went, oh, come on, all these billionaires, like Oprah and Beyonce. Really? Trump and Elon Musk are billionaires. You what you meant is black ladies. Say what you meant to say. Black ladies. Scary black lady with two other black ladies. Sorry. Where was I? Tracy in Mesa, Arizona. Hello, Tracy.
Hey, have I ever mentioned to you guys that I'm a professional bass player and singer?
Yes, you have.
I think.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Well, that I also had some music retail experience. And when these Trump guitars came out, I saw the price point, and I said there is
no way those are
made in the U.S.
But people don't
have any
money. No kidding. They are not made in the U.S.
But they are. I looked on the website, and they say that they're made from U.S. and international-made components. Well, I looked at them. Those things are made in either China or Indonesia.
Of course they are.
And I mean, they might have American-made strings on them, but that's about it. So
yeah. And as you know, this was all about the price of things, but apparently people can afford. How much is the – what is it?
Oh, the one that's signed is $10,000.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, and by the way, 80 million people are going to travel this Thanksgiving, a record high ever in American history.
Yeah, but
people,
not affordable.
People's got no monies.
Right.
Yeah. Lisa in Ohio. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Steph.
Hi,
everybody. I just want to thank you for all that you've done to help me get through some of this
garbage that has happened. And I have so many points, but I want to say I do not want to hear, I'm tired of hearing any Democrat in leadership say, well, they cared about the price of things, because they're still angry.
Yeah.
They got their guy.
Listen, why are you all still mad? Why are you all still being, you know, on Twitter or wherever to people? Like, shouldn't you be?
They're
like,
horrible.
Yeah.
They are without conscience, and I will never in my life understand how a father of a girl could vote to just decimate her rights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a white woman. I'm a white woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will never understand it. I will never understand it. And it's hate. That's all they they eat it. They're addicted to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just like I believe they're addicted to the lies.
Yep.
And their day is not complete unless they can feast upon the lies.
Yep. Well, you know what? As we just talked to Rachel about, you know, we just have to learn how to fight differently, better, whatever way we have to fight in this new information environment that we're in.
Yep.
You know, we don't have to give up our values. This was a tiny, tiny go if you want to. I mean, not just to feel better, but go look at the graphs. This was 1.6. This was not a mandate or a landslide of any kind. This has happened in way bigger, you know, proportions in our past history. So,
like with your dad.
Yes.
This is why I have this here now. I actually have a Goldwater Miller t-shirt I think I will wear to make you feel better.
You should.
That was a landslide.
Yes. That was a mandate.
That was a mandate.
Thank you. Anne says, hello all, I'm a longtime listener. Your wonderful insanity helps keep me sane. I think that's our public service, is that people are like, no matter how crazy I feel, look at that poor crazy bitch in that basement. Dear God.
With these color walls.
She chose that color?
You did choose this color, didn't you?
Listen, it is a lifetime of disastrous choices, as Chris can tell you, and often does. Thank you for keeping things real by broadcasting from your basement instead of some slick corporate studio where your values get pushed out the window. Oh, and I don't have any choice.
Slick corporate studios have engineers.
It's not like I have a choice.
Yeah.
It's not like I've turned down a slick corporate studio.
When something goes wrong in a slick corporate studio, it gets fixed.
I'm told they can fix it.
Yes.
Quickly, usually.
Because they have staff.
I do wish you the salary of the slick corporate media job. Just hang on to your sense of humor. Oh, there's no chance of a slick corporate media salary. And so thank you for your concern. I'm 95% certain the Oh Bitch Please is Katie Sagal in Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, the play.
No.
Cher may have also said it in the movie. No?
No.
Do we know for sure?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be something? That'd be one nice thing we could take from this year, is if we actually find out where that
bitch,
quote
please.
Is from. Just saying. Because we're going to need it in the Trump administration. Okay.
Oh, bitch, please take your line of bull down to the corner market and sell it there, because this Five and Dime isn't buying your line today.
Just because
it's not Cher, it could be Katie Sagal.
It's either Katie Sagal or Allison.
People
Janney.
Think it's from Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean, because it has the words Five and Dime.
Right.
But that's,
yeah, that's but it's not.
It's not.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't done with the statements from the bassinet of the 45th president.
And 47th president.
I'm gonna burn.
I mean,
do you have to pile on? He leveled a late night attack. So the colicky middle of the night tweets are not going anywhere,
or
troths, or whatever the hell they are, against the New York Times, demanded an apology for its recent coverage of him. Really? Really? We demand an apology for their coverage of Biden. So there. He singled out Maggie Haberman. Maggie Haberman, a third-rate writer, fourth-rate intellect, writes story after story, always terrible, and yet I almost never speak to her. They do no fact-checking because facts don't matter to them. I believe all the fact-checkers of Donald Trump have now exploded, in Mars Attacks, and are now there. I think Daniel Dale is what's that stuff? What do we call, you know, whale entrails? It's just he's in trails on the CNN walls.
Right. Yeah, you know, when whales explode on the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Haberman recently reported about Trump aide Natalie Harp. Tell me this is not a cult, Jody. She, She wrote letters, to, love letters, a series of love letters to Donald Trump, with one letter declaring, "You are all that matters to me." And another thanking him for being her guardian and protector in this life.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, it's not just a cult. Are we under some mass psychosis? Get help for your daddy issues or whatever. Dear Jesus.
She wants
the
to be
rapist?
His fourth
you
wife.
Wrote to the rapist. It's, pardon me?
She wants to be his fourth wife.
Dear God. All right. Where am I? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, Bill and Joyzy. Hi, Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill in New Jersey.
We can hear you breathing.
Bill in New Jersey. Okay. Let's try Dean in Oregon. Hello. Where Rachel Bitticoffer hails from. Hi, Dean.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Dean.
Oh, no. Hello.
Oh, hi. Go ahead.
Hey, I was there September 7th for your great show in Portland.
Thank you.
And loved everybody. I could not believe Frangela's turning black bit. That was just remarkable and funny.
Yes, they are magic.
Anyway, since then, I had a little problem. My defibrillator kicked in.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And sent me to the hospital, and they put two stents in my aorta. So I'm back and feeling great. And
oh, good.
Loving your show, awesome. As always.
Thank you, Dean.
Can I do a bit of B-level comedy?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. That would be an upgrade for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, usually D.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, Dean.
Okay. I have a Dick Cheney autograph model defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, of course, not sure why they call it a defibrillator because it hasn't kept either of us from fibbing.
Oh, my gosh. Dean, that is fantastic. Dean will be here literally all week. Try the vegan veal.
He's
what?
A dad, isn't he? That was
yeah,
a dad joke.
He's a dad joke.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I liked it.
Okay. Vice President Kamala Harris is potentially eyeing a second attempt at taking the White House, according to Politico. They are saying she wants to keep her options open, whether presidential run or run for governor here in California. And you know what? To which I say, good, Jody. I'm so tired of this, like, you know, people just automatically going, oh, we can't do that again. You know, when how many men have run before? Joe Biden, for one, mm-hmm. right? Have run countless times and run again and won. And it just, I understand we obviously dealt with racism and misogyny, but I'm not willing to give up. I mean, she is entitled as anyone else to join the primary the next time
yep.
to have a robust discussion of what went wrong and how we move forward yep. as a party and a country. But she ran a great campaign.
She
and,
did.
And it is that to me, that would be the height of misogyny for us to just go, oh no, not her again.
Right.
When I'm not forgetting names, but it's happened a ton of times with men
oh,
that
gosh,
ran
yeah.
before and ran again
yep.
and won. So anyway, all right. Oh, this is just one more piece of, let me just jam one more piece of bad news in here.
Gee, before thanks. We. I gave it
well,
to you.
Things
though.
Are already going so well. It's true, Jody.
Yeah. Way to go.
Trump's nomination of Project 2025 architect means Social Security and Medicare are at risk. Oh,
yeah.
Great. Just when I'm getting close. Oops.
In 20 years.
Russell
uh-huh.
Vought,
20 years
a Project 2025
years.
Architect, is leading the White House Budget Office. He was seen as further evidence of the threat to Social Security and Medicare. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
During his tenure at OMB last time, he advocated massive cuts to Medicaid and federal nutrition assistance. He also spearheaded budget proposals for the Trump White House that recommended cuts to Social Security and Medicare. I think people have no idea what's coming and what they voted for. To our point with Rachel Bitticoffer, the amount of disinformation and people, election day, Googling, you know, did Biden drop out? What's a tariff? Can I change my vote? I mean, it's just.
We have a person saying it's Marsha Mason in The Goodbye Girl. She said she just watched it, and it says she says it to Richard Dreyfuss as he comes to her apartment to apologize.
We've heard Goodbye Girl.
She calls him bitch. I don't feel like that's.
Oh, here's one I just got.
I don't feel like that's in a Neil Simon movie.
Here's one I just got on Blue Sky. The line, "Oh bitch, please," you can take that BS. The Five and Dime is from the play Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams,
no.
And it's spoken by the character Stella Dubois.
No, it's not. Oh no, we brought it up again, leading to a whole other spate.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain I was a Neil Simon fan growing up and studying theater at USC. I don't think he started a line to a...
Oh, no. That's not in his...
To a man.
That's not in
bitch,
Neil
please.
Simon's vocabulary.
I don't think so. Okay. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Oh. Feel like you might need a little chill? Particularly if you're having Thanksgiving with, those relatives. CB Distillery, massive Black Friday sale. There's the good news. Save up to what now? 60%.
Holy crap!
Okay, that was a little over the top. That was, is that your Nicolas Cage line reading? 60% off.
That was my Neil Simon line reading.
Off their entire site with the promo code VIP. That's you, man. You're a VIP now.
Yep.
CBDistillery.com. That is the code. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. Natural solutions for pretty much everything. Stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. All made with the highest quality, cleanest ingredients. It is the perfect gift on your list for the have everything people, right? Stuff their stockings with better sleep. Treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise. Grab a little holiday calm for yourself right now. 60% off CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. Perfect time to stock up. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP for up to 60% off. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
She's your human antidepressant. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with the team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them. They make perfect gifts for my family, too. But did you know Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer like their socks. They come in three levels of warmth, originals, lights, and ultralights, just like a thermostat. Choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. Receive an amazing 25% off your heatholders.com order this week, only through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and use the code Miller, the number 25, to save 25% through Cyber Monday. That's heatholders.com. Don't forget that code. Code is Miller25.
From the Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mr. and Mrs. Gizzes.
Oh,
Bunny Black. Listen, I... What, you don't tell, you don't sing to and tell long stories to your pets? I do. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. I think Bonnie did this with her paw when I was telling her her whole origin story. It was like, kind of like wrap it up because it's right.
Right.
This is getting a little long.
Break.
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah. She was giving me the breaks. Huh?
Yeah. Or.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
It's a sucker in the barn. Okay. She just like, let's just get to the Dr. Marty's because they love their food. A lot of dogs are persnickety. Everybody, it's like dog crack, I'm telling you. Right? Rocky Mountain Mike's dog, Sean Comiskey's dog. Bonnie and Clyde go absolutely crazy because you know why?
Why?
It's superfoods, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, all these antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, but it's raw and freeze-dried, which means all that flavor is in there, all the nutrients are in there. Why?
Why?
Do companies cook their dog food at high heat? All the nutrients are gone, all the flavor's gone. Dr. Marty, he's got this down, man. Save 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. And now, a story about farts, because it makes me happy, and it's been a gloomy day. What with Trump not going to jail and all. Chart Your Fart is a new app calling on Australians to track their flatulence for science. It's for science. Right? Australia's National Science Agency is calling on the community to track their farts to help scientists better understand the frequency and characteristics leading to gut health symptoms experienced by Australians. A gut health study found that over 60% of Australians reported experiencing what they identified as excessive flatulence. You know, this would not go well for me if I had the Chart Your Fart app. You know why? Well, because you know why. I eat mostly vegetables.
Yes.
Every day I eat a salad that's like kale and Brussels sprouts and cabbage.
Right.
And then every night I eat a veggie stir fry.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you Dutch oven yourself every night when you get
into
bed.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, it's awful. It's one of the 11 billion reasons I'm sure I'm single. Yeah. People age.
Does your friend in Australia use this app?
I got to ask her.
Yeah, you need to.
People over age over 14. Do you know how many times a day I go, that cannot be normal. Holy cow. Wow. Okay, people aged over 14 and older are being asked to track their flatulence for at least 3 days using the Chart Your Fart phone app. Participants will track the quantity and quality of their outputs.
How do you say quality?
Quantity?
Guys are proud. Guys are like, ah, yeah.
How do you mean,
that was a whole jar of eggs at the bar.
How do you define quality? Is
how do you
it
measure
smell
quantity?
Or no smell or
you know, you
sound
know it.
Or no sound?
You know it.
How do you measure quantity of a fart?
Well, including
attributes
such as stench, loudness, duration, linger, and detectability. How long it lingers.
In the air?
Is it silent
or
but deadly?
Pants.
Number one is silent but deadly.
Yeah.
Number two is...
Yeah, mine are getting louder as I get older. I don't know about you. And also, they kind of like an old bag of baby diapers. Like, it's kind of... Like they're
musty. Like, they're farts that have gone bad. Do you know what I mean?
Like baby poop, like the color of this room.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, I am just increased my chances of finding a love life, haven't I?
You sure did.
This hole. Okay, that's it for us. We'll see you for... You think that's bad? Wait till tomorrow, the last day before vacation.
Oh, God, it's going to
we'll
get weird.
We'll see you then.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, Mike McCabe will be in studio with us.
And he'll be talking about his latest column, Signs of True Manhood.
Better man up.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.